we are talking about The Four Agreements, A Practical Guide to Personal Freedom by Don Miguel Ruiz. When you hear the word domestication, you likely think of animals, but just like animals, humans are domesticated too. From birth, we are exposed to various belief systems that rule our household, religion, government, schools, and our culture at large. As children, we were ill-equipped to question their validity, and so we become indoctrinated into them. These uncritically accepted beliefs become internalized and create the judge inside of your mind. The judge that says, because you're not a size zero, you're fat. Because you're a high school dropout, you're stupid. Because you're not rich, you're not important. Our culture is misguided, and so too are the beliefs that cause you to reject yourself. Your internal judge runs your life, ruthlessly evaluating every choice, every circumstance, and every person in it. And when you inevitably fall short of your judge's unobtainable requirements, you experience shame, guilt, and frustration that is produced by the belief that you are not good enough. Don says, humans punish themselves endlessly for not being what they believe they should be. They become very self-abusive, and they use other people to abuse themselves as well. So let's end the cycle of self-abuse and consciously adopt a new belief system that doesn't cause you to feel miserable. Here are four agreements that you can use to help set you free. The first is be impeccable with your word, which is to stop speaking against yourself and others. Use the acronym THINK. Think before you speak. Is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspiring? Is it necessary? Is it kind? Your words can be like medicine, healing and uplifting yourself and others, or like a contagious poison that deteriorates the mind of those who are exposed to it. Many people use the power of their word to promote what they don't want in their lives, always looking for outlets to express their complaints, frustration, anger, and so on. Gossip or unsubstantiated, often degrading speech about others is acceptable in our society. So much so, we have entire magazines and television shows devoted to spreading its poison. Don wrote, "Gossiping has become the main form of communication in human society. It has become the way we feel close to each other because it makes us feel better to see someone else feel as badly as we do." I talk about the cure for gossip in my Eureka Moment on judgment and gossip, so check that out for more. The second agreement is don't take anything personally. We shouldn't take other people's negativity personally, and it's equally as important not to take compliments personally either. Taking compliments personally creates a dependency on other people's positive opinions of you, which leaves you vulnerable to their negative opinions also. If what someone else says about you is actually true, it's true regardless of their confirmation. For example, if you're tall, you're tall. Someone calling you tall doesn't make you tall, and someone calling you short doesn't shrink you. Their interpretation of your height is entirely dependent on their perspective, not your height. And your interpretation of their statement as nice or hurtful is dependent on your own beliefs about your height and the value you place on it. Don said, "What causes you to be trapped is what we call personal importance. Personal importance, or taking things personally, is the maximum expression of selfishness because we make the assumption that everything is about me. So even if someone else's statement is about you, such as you're an untalented loser, you must understand their judgment of you is based on their belief system, and therefore it says more about them than it does about you." I talk a lot about not allowing others' opinions of you to affect you in my review of You Are a Badass, so check out that review. The third agreement is don't make assumptions. Our minds want an answer for everything. People fear uncertainty so much they would rather receive bad news than no news at all. So when we don't have an answer, we assume one or make one up. Our assumptions are usually fueled by fear and quickly turn into worry. You don't receive a response to your email, text, or voicemail, so you assume the other person must be upset with you. Or you assume you won't get the promotion, so you don't even apply. Or you assume that so-and-so hates you because they never talked to you. To stop making damaging assumptions, you must be willing to actively question your thoughts. Can you really know that that is true? And even if you understand it may not be true, your mind will still try to justify your assumptions. So give it other plausible explanations that aren't about you and won't cause you any grief. My book review of Loving What Is gives practical ways to question your thinking that will help you stop making assumptions. The last agreement is always do your best. Notice that this agreement is not always better your best, because your best will vary day to day, depending on your health, your mindset, and your outside circumstances. Most people don't do their best. They take action only for the reward. Many people work only for the reward of being paid, or exercise only for the reward of losing weight. Yet when we do an action only to receive its reward, we resent doing the action and internally resist it. Dawn says, on the other hand, if you take action just for the sake of doing it, without expecting a reward, you will find that you enjoy every action you do. Rewards will come, but you are not attached to the reward. To shift your focus away from the reward and towards always doing your best, meditate on the significance and meaning of whatever task you're engaged in. How does it help you, and how does it help others? That is it for the Four Agreements. This is one of my favorite books. It's a very quick read and worth every minute of your time. Remember to do the actualization worksheet, and let's end with a quote. If you have the awareness that the whole drama of your life is a result of what you believe, and what you believe is not real, then you can begin to change it. Thank you for joining me, and you make it a great day.